Hello.
Hi, my name is Shani. I'm giving you a courtesy callback that was requested from customer service today.
Okay.
Could you provide me with your zip code, please, to pull up an account for you?
08857.
Thank you. And your name, please?
Paula.
And the last name?
Okay, where are you calling from?
Well, you've reached me here at a third-party call center, so we do handle multiple online company vendor accounts. Until
Okay,
I'm
so
able
then,
to pull up an
yeah,
account, I'm
that's
not sure which company that you could be with.
oh, well, I really don't like giving out information like this over the phone
Okay,
if I
well, you
don't know
were
who.
calling about charges that were billed to you, but I do need that additional information to see if we can pull up an account for your charges.
Oh, okay. Last name is Scheuer. Scheuer.
And let me make sure I'm spelling that right. You said Scheuer.
Yes.
And you said first name was Paula, correct?
Yes, but it's also Jerry, Jerry. It's his account.
Okay. I did locate an account for Jerry. Could you confirm the shipping address so I can open the account to view the details?
25 Andrew Street, Old Bridge, New Jersey. 08857.
Okay, and thank you for that. And bear with me just a moment to open the account.
Okay.
And I'm still here. I apologize for the wait, just waiting on the account to load.
Okay.
All right, and thank you so much for waiting. I was able to pull up the account. It looks like the Stealth Elite drone was ordered with us on November the 9th, which did enroll him into our online discount membership store. Each month he is charged $67.32, and he does receive to his email a gift card voucher for $125 to shop at our online web store.
That's not familiar to him, so I would like that to be canceled.
Okay, well, I'll be glad to get the membership canceled. This does prevent any future membership charges.
Okay, because there's no way that that we could afford $67 a month. I don't even know what this is.
Okay, have you had a chance to speak with him about the charge?
Jerry?
Yes.
Yeah, I did, and he does not have a recollection of doing any such charge.
Okay, well, being that I've explained the charge, is he available for you to explain it to him?
Oh, not right now. He's out of the house, but explain it to me again. What is it?
Okay, so he ordered a Stealth Elite drone. He paid the shipping and handling for $9.97 to get it shipped out. With the terms and conditions for him paying the shipping and handling, the Stealth drone was a welcoming gift to join the online discount membership store. With the terms, if he did not cancel out the membership within 72 hours, he is charged the discount membership fee, and then the gift card voucher is sent to his email each month so he can shop at our online store.
Okay, and it's $67 a month.
Yes, it is,
Is that
until he
correct?
calls to cancel the account.
Yeah, okay, no, that has to be canceled.
Okay, well, I can definitely get it canceled today for you. But
Okay.
regarding the charge, it is a valid charge that I can't issue a full refund for. The most that I could do is a 35% courtesy refund of the charge, which would be $23.56.
Well, I already canceled it with the with credit card, so I don't know how that's going to work now.
Okay, so you've gone forward with disputing the charge?
I'm sorry, say that again.
You've gone forward with disputing the charge?
Yes, I have, because I was on hold several times with the telephone number that was attached to that charge, and after 10 minutes, I kept getting two or three times I kept getting disconnected. I didn't know if this was what do you call,
Membership.
no, I had no idea. I thought it was fraud.
Okay.
So.
Well, I do need to make you aware that you are welcome to file a dispute. But with this not being a fraudulent account, unfortunately, when you continue that dispute, your account will go into chargeback, in which no refund will be issued because it's not a fraudulent charge. So, what I would advise you to do, if you are willing to receive some type of compensation for the charge, we will need to have a three-way conversation with your card company on the line. If you are willing to drop the dispute, we can further assist with the charge.
Okay, but I need more money back than $23. That's, again, this is something I don't even think he knew what he was doing.
Okay, well, we'll have to
Because
speak
he
with the
has
bank in order to assist.
no recollection of it at all. So, all right, so what are our choices?
Okay, so your choices are either you continue the dispute that you already have in progress, we send over your account so they can verify everything on the account, but due to the terms and conditions for the agreement, they will not issue the refund because it's not a fraudulent charge. So once the account goes into chargeback, no refunds will be issued. So we're trying to prevent the chargeback process from happening. If we could speak with the bank on the line to check and see if they've already concluded that dispute and put the account in chargeback, then
Yeah,
if
I'm
they
pretty
have
sure.
not,
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have because they cancel that card on issuing us a new card.
okay, did they already issue the refund for the 6732 for you?
I don't know. That I don't know. I mean, I disputed it and I wanted the charge taken off her his account, I should say. And so I'm pretty sure that it did.
Well, I can guarantee you it's not. So I'm advising you to have your bank give us a call back so we can assist you. Because once it does go into chargeback, we won't be able to issue a refund for it. So we need to get that prevented for you.
Hold on a moment. Let me get a pen. And what number are you calling from that? Or what number does the bank have to call?
Okay, give me just a second so I can provide you with a customer service number.
Okay.
Okay, our customer service number is going to be 855-425-4009. I'm sorry, 855-425-4098.
Four zero nine eight. All right. As I said, they canceled that card, so
Yes, ma'am, but canceling the card doesn't refund the charge. It just prevents any
No,
future
I
charges from being
know.
charged.
I know it doesn't refund the charge, but if they can't, they are refunding the charge. That's what they told me they were going to do.
Well, they'll when you do a dispute, they'll do a courtesy refund initially, but again, they have to proceed with the investigation to confirm whether or not it's fraudulent. So once they
I
conclude that
understand
dispute
that.
and see the information is matching and he also received the drone and agree to the terms. So what they'll do is once they get that information, they'll take back that 6732 that they refunded. So that's what's called a chargeback.
I see. All righty. And okay, so I have to have the bank call that number that you gave
Excuse
me.
me. Yes, ma'am. We'll need to have a three-way conversation with you and the bank on the line, and then we can further assist if the account is not already in chargeback.
Okay, so I'll have to do that. I can't do it right now because he's not home. All right, and you are canceling that, correct?
Yes, ma'am. The account has already been canceled, so you won't be charged anything further.
Okay, is there a confirmation number to that or?
Yes, ma'am. I do have a confirmation number for you, and give me just a second so I can get that provided for you.
Okay.
And I'm sorry for the wait. I had to go back to my other screen. It's taking just a minute to get it open, okay?
Okay.
All right, your confirmation number is 262-872-485.
Okay, that was 262-872-2485.
Okay, so let me repeat it again.
262-872-485. Right. Okay, and what was, you know, disconcerting, and it says amazing garden.
Okay, so what you're reading is called a merchant ID for the billing. That's for banking purposes as far as the charge is concerned. Due to the fact that our company does sell multiple products and online services, the charge may not fall under the discount membership store's name.
And what is the store's actual name?
It is Factory Direct Discount.
Let me just write that down. Factory Direct Discount. Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you know, looking at this, it didn't make sense to anyone, you know. Amazing garden, you know. No. Factory Direct Discount. And what is the amount of credit we would get if
I can't guarantee a credit because I don't know if the charge is in chargeback.
All right, well, if I'm not saying guarantee, just, you know, you had mentioned it before, if it's not in chargeback.
Yes, ma'am, and I'm not sure, but we'll still have to speak with the bank on the line to further assist because it's not a fraudulent charge.
Well, the number that I called kept disconnecting me.
Okay, so I did provide you with a good working number that you can speak with someone.
Yes.
Once we do speak with the bank on the line, we can further assist. I do have your account notated that once the bank calls back in, we can proceed with assisting the account.
Okay. We can do that.
All right. Was there anything else that I can help you with in the meantime?
No. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a great weekend.
You also. Bye.
Bye-bye. Area will no longer.